cassava shame.
Me, the one I know is, you know, Gary soaking sweat. That's what I know. But cassava shavings now can then mean be
cassava shavings with peanuts.
Ah,
yeah.
See.
Sugar and
with a drop of glucose.
Oh yeah.
Drop of glucose
with a drop of honey.
Across the street. Yeah. So, you get everything.
So it depends on where you eat.
10 cities.
Yeah.
10 cities class said also.
Mm.
It depends on where you. So yeah. Bredash spends. Thousand it's normal food. As rich as he is.
Hey.
It's normal. With time, he will even graduate from 1,000 to 2,000. Mark it on the wall. By next week, he will graduate to 2,000.
Hey, bruh.
Oh, yeah. That is why he cannot take you to where he eats. Because,
No, Joe, that's why last year we were begging.
So he will take you go corner, go chop them.
Oh, no, but when he's ordering food for you, you go club, give him.
Oh, yeah.
Please. I trust sometimes him. Salads with, you know, and the last time, what was he eating? Some healthy food be over there.
The yogurt.
The yogurt with the nuts inside and apples and things.
That's why the belly is coming down.
His counterpart getting in chain. They all rush to the horn. I say, on your rush. What's this?
In like this.
Hello.
You know, chop kra banku be 15 there. Look at the body. No, the body no be two balls of banku body.
Those who think that they can walk into the studio easily should come. Elom is waiting for them.
Yeah.
The Najwa's red flag. Let's discuss what we're having this afternoon. Says, dear Andy, and Andy said I shouldn't be involving him. Or say, I'm not here cramming Sunyani cry. They're still involving me. Why?
Once a soldier, always a soldier.
Don't mind him. I'm a 26-year-old married woman and my husband is 30. We've been married for a while, but lately I no longer know if what I'm experiencing is love or control. About 6 months after our wedding, my husband took my phone and deleted every male contact I had. They were classmates, colleagues, old friends, and even relatives whose names he didn't recognize. He said a married woman doesn't need male friends. I didn't argue because I wanted peace in my marriage. Later, he asked me to change all my social media profiles to show that I was married. I did that too. He insisted that I regularly post photos of us together so that everyone would know that I was married and no man would approach me again. I agreed because I didn't want unnecessary arguments. Things have now become worse. My husband has my Facebook login details and often checks my account. Sometimes he deletes mail requests. Replies to messages on my behalf and even insults people who simply greet me. This has affected my relationship at work because some male colleagues now avoid me, fearing my husband's reaction. The painful part is that the rule only applies to me. It only seems to apply to me. While he insists that I publicly show I am married, all his social media profiles still say he is single. When I asked why, he said his work as a banker requires him to keep things that way. He says changing it could somehow affect his profession. I don't understand that explanation because he's not a public figure or a celebrity. He also receives calls and late night messages from different women. Whenever I ask about them, he accuses me of being insecure and says I don't respect him as the head of the family. You draw. I have kept quiet for so long because I wanted to protect my marriage. But inside, I feel suffocated. I feel like I have lost my privacy and independence and even part of who I am. I'm afraid that one day all the anger I have bottled up will explode and cause even greater problems. Andy and I, am I overreacting? Is this normal in marriage? Or has my husband's love crossed the line into controlling behavior? How do I address this without destroying my marriage? What should I do? That's what we're discussing right now. We're live on Facebook. Join the conversation. Our WhatsApp number is open 0548841039. 0548841039. Social media handles at HS1039. Nanadra, it seems like your mouth is doing certain things.
You see, I'm confused as to why she thinks this is love. That she's saying my husband's love. Which one is the love? She better pack her things and run.
Oh.
No, you see, and I would start by saying whatever you allow from the beginning is what would multiply as time goes on. And another thing is usually people who act like that are more often than not, they have something to hide. Because if it was, it goes both ways. Okay, I want you to post us. I'm also posting us. I want you to be very public about this marriage as much as possible. And I'm equally being public about the marriage. I don't see anything wrong. We both have, you know, there are certain couples that everybody has access to everybody's password. Husband can pick up wife's phone, go into her Facebook. The same way the wife can also pick up her husband's phone, go into his social media and everything. If that was the case, we'll be having a very different conversation. But why is it that he just wants to be the one controlling? Because at this point, I'm struggling to see where the love is in this whole thing. He just wants to be the one controlling you. Sit here, don't sit here. Talk to this person, don't talk to this person. It's very weird to me. And it's behavior that myself, I will not be able to. It's not that I cannot. Because what do you mean? I can't talk to males. I can't. Hey, I don't get it. And the reason why I said, what you allow in the beginning is what continues or multiplies, because she mentioned that initially it was just a few surface level things. Once you allow certain things in your relationship, especially negative things, you are emboldening the person to take it a step further.
Emboldening. Cool.
Because, for example, like with abuse, hardly does abuse start with a husband full-fledged beating his wife.
Yes.
It usually starts with, they'll raise their voice at you. They'll shut you down when you try to talk. They'll start making you feel less of yourself. And then one day he'll slap you. And he'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. You make up. Another time he'll give you left, right. Oh, I'm sorry. And before you know it, he has turned you into a punching bag. All these things start little by little. Yes. Once you allow him to raise his voice at you, now he'll take it a step further. He'll start belittling your opinions. He'll not even give you a chance to talk in the marriage. So I feel like in the beginning she could have shut it down when he started these things. That's why I said, if it was something that was going both ways, I have access to your phone, you have access to my phone, that's fine. But then why do you want access to my phone, but then I cannot have access to your phone? What are you hiding?
He's a banker.
You're a banker. Why is the bank vault password in your phone? Are you the CEO of the bank? Are you the owner of the bank? I have banker friends, and I have not heard that in the banking profession. Usually this thing cries, even women.
Yeah.
It's usually women who sometimes you'd have to present yourself in a certain way, especially when you're handling the accounts of big clients.
Yeah.
But never in my life, my somehow short life on earth, have I heard that males have that thing where you're a banker, so you have to know.
Please, the bankers that we know, please give me a
call. Are you the CEO of the bank? Are you the one who keeps the bank vault password?
He's the brand ambassador of the bank.
Oh, he should go and sleep. He's not serious. The woman, personally, I think this is a huge red banner, and I think she should run for her life. Maybe get like a counselor involved or something. And another thing that is very shady about the situation is the fact that he's accepting late night calls from
and text
women
messages from
and text
women.
Messages. And when you talk about it, he wants to gaslight you and make you feel like you are insecure. That is an insecure man. Because how is your wife asking you about who is texting you, who is calling you in the dead of the night? How is that insecurity? But you taking control of her phone, her passwords, her social media, that one there is no insecurity.
Uh-huh.
Double standards.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The whole situation is very off.
But where you're going, it seems like you're saying she should pack her bags. It looks like in the end, she wants to know how to manage the marriage. Is there a possibility that she can manage it, or...
Since she wants to manage it, I've always said that me, I'm an advocate for run as long as you see the first red flag. Because more often than not, it's not going to get better. It would only get better if the person on the other side of the coin would accept that, okay, this thing that I'm doing is wrong and I need help. And then with the talking about the help, maybe talking about, you know, therapy and all these things, that is the only way that is going to get better. It is not going to get better if the person does not even see anything wrong in his or her actions. And in this situation, I don't think he sees anything wrong, because the fact that he's even able to question why you are questioning him, I think that's a red flag. Because, as I said, if you want access to my socials, why can't I also ask you that, oh, why are you receiving secret calls at 11 p.m.? You know, that kind of thing. It should be able to go both ways. Once it's not going both ways, me, I've always said it, I'm an advocate for running when you see the first red flag, because mm-hmm. more often than not, it won't get better. It's just going to get worse and worse. If she doesn't take care, it will get to a point, the man will tell her, stop working, I can take care of you. And then he'll start isolating you. And you see, that is how abuse starts. They'll start isolating you from your friends, because already he started that. He doesn't want you to talk to any males. Even your family members that he doesn't know cry. He gets upset. He's isolating you gradually. Before you know it, Tinefie, become a housewife. I can take care of you. And then now you are home. You can't do anything, so you don't have money for yourself, nothing. And everything that you need, you'd have to go and ask him. And then that would give him the opportunity to do whatever it is that he wants to do to you, because so you see, some of these things, it might start lightly and then we take it as a joke, but then if you really deep it, is on the way to disaster. So you need to nip it in the bud. If she really wants to manage it, maybe she can, if they are Christian, she can talk to their pastor about it, or family elders or whoever, and then maybe they need to seek psychological help for the man. Even if it is a trauma response, you still need to heal from that, because you can't send previous hurt into a new relationship. Yeah. Maybe he's been through something and that is why he's acting like that. Okay, we understand, but at the end of the day, you need to be able to heal to move on.
You don't understand.
As for you, I know you not understand, so it's normal.
Kumi, she wanna come through?
Oh, yeah. Are you done?
So what can't me short?
No. Please, don't accuse me of my bad behavior.
Where you go? I don't even know what it means. I'm just saying.
I've been hearing.
What's the adulation?
It's adulation. How?
It looks
like I lied. So anamibiane.
No. It's basically like how
you thinking
I say
that you are secured? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I say, you think you have a hang of the situation.
But when I go about,
what about nine go about? Like,
I'm giving
like
you
that.
A direct translation.
In Ga, tell me.
To make a book, like a shin, or a free book, or say. It looks like someone telling you that Charlie, Sebi, like your beasts are showing, so okay, cover it. Meaning you don't know.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Where you go?
Where you go? I'm naked.
Bro, I don't trust it.
I'm naked.
Naked.
You so, bad idea. What?
Yeah. You see, Adjoa, he trust me too. He trust me.
Okay.
If you know.
AJ.
Yes, my dear.
When Jesus Christ was approached in the Bible, somebody asked a question that if a woman marries and the man dies and she marries again and that one too dies, when we go to heaven, who will be the husband to the woman?
Who asked that question?
It is in the Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It is in the Bible. There was a question that was posed to Jesus, and that person was expecting an answer. Guess what? Do you know the answer Jesus gave? That in heaven, there is no marriage.
Hey.
Yes. That was the answer. Those of you who go to church, who doesn't even know the story?
Please.
But it happened in the Bible. Jesus said, in heaven, there is no marriage. Which means marriage can be a yardstick as to whether you go to heaven or not as a believer. But you are not taking marriage to heaven. Because if you enter into a bad relationship and because of that you are provoked to sin, it can prevent the opportunity for you going to heaven, but you are not taking marriage to heaven. So life is about you. You were created alone. If there is an accountability, it will be about you, what you did on earth. Whatever is added to it is an addendum. It belongs to the periphery. So anything that will hinder your happiness, your progress, and your mission and vision on earth is a red flag. That is why some of us, sometimes you might think we are not too serious about life. You might think we are too nonchalant. It's because we know our vision and mission. And anything that falls outside it is not important to me. You can chase the world. If I get billions, I will like. But it's a process and I know I'll get there. So I will not look at what you are doing to determine whether I'm late or I'm earlier. It's a personal journey.
Yeah.
So anything that comes into your life, it should either add up to your vision or it will take away something from your vision. Under this circumstance, the question is the man's attitude, is the marriage adding up or taking away? Clearly, the lady, she said something that she's bottled up a certain level of negative energy. Talk to your doctor what it does to your health.
Yeah,
stress. Yeah,
you will die.
Yeah.
So which means,
and he'll marry somebody else that he'll not even control.
You know
who come in,
which means there is some level of, I want to find this word, toxicity.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the relationship,
a higher level of
physically
it.
Health-wise is not helping.
Mm-hmm.
And with that energy, it affects your spiritual life too.
Yeah.
Because you cannot focus. So clearly this marriage is not helping her. Clearly. But do you know something? I blame the lady. Shed has been saying something. Who are you getting married to? Who are you getting married? How well do you know the person you're getting married to? You can't study people wholeheartedly, you know, you can't know them, you know, 100%. But with such a character, if you are very vigilant and you are not crowded or clouded by love, you see it.
Yeah,
because people who do that, there are people who were raised from a family that nothing existed.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it's as nothing. A man, when a man speaks, it's fine now. Whatever the man does, whether good or bad, you have nothing to say. They are tyrants. They are chauvinists. When, because they've gotten married to you, they have to control you. It's not about the amount of money they spent.
No.
It's about the fact that they feel that you are their bona fide property. And for that matter, you don't deserve to live. You have to live their lives, but not your life. And that is exactly what is going on. That is exactly what is going on. Look, I always say this. We make a lot of mistakes. We make a lot of mistakes by allowing certain people into our lives. In the name of love, who are you getting married to? You are going to give birth with this man. And this man will have, his DNA will be part of your kid's DNA. Another generation of tyrants are being raised. And that is your genealogy, because you chose wrongly. When you do that, wow, ma. Because you didn't make the right choice. Look, the last time I was telling somebody that most of the issues we hear, and I'm a papa and I'm a mommy and I'm a then, is because our mothers married the wrong men. They allowed themselves to be lured, thinking that there is some heaven out there, there is some brighter future out there. And now we, the kids, are paying for their wrong choice they made. And they cry about the fact that the fathers were not good, but you made the wrong choice. If my father was not good, I should blame you.
They don't see it like that, though.
They should.
They don't see it like that.
No, it's when
they should.
They don't see it as, see, I made a wrong choice.
We play the victim card, but you were not coerced.
No, you made a decision.
You were cajoled. Interact, but not coerced. So you, yeah, you have to accept that you made a wrong choice, and that is your responsibility. But we play the victim card. You've made a choice, and it comes with consequences. So who do you want to carry your burden after you making your choice? Who? Because it's not like a tribe. It's not like a family line that you can't make a choice. Automatically, you've been born into it and you can't make a choice. This one, out of the many people in the world, you are given the opportunity to choose one. And you chose this dumb head.
Oh, see, my God.
Is he not a dumb head now? You see, today I was trying to be very, very calm.
Out of the many people in the world, though.
But I'm glad so all you know is going
on. You see, these are some of the prizes sometimes some of our people pay. For all you know, there may be somebody who would have adored her, treated her like a queen, but that person didn't get the opportunity. I don't know what attracted her into the marriage, whether it was out of the guy's personal looks, maybe out the guy was overly romantic, or maybe the guy had money, or genuinely,
yes, 6 packs.
Genuinely, she felt secured, or she felt that she could have a future with a guy. But if she was promised that there is something out there that is so beautiful, so, something so blissful, and for that matter, there is some paradise I want to take you to,
mm-hmm.
She's been lied to.
This is not paradise.
You're clearly.
No, you see.
Not one bit.
Not to cut you short, everything Kumi is saying is right. But I just want to add that, you know, as you rightly said, you cannot know a person 100%. Unless, as I said, more often than not, what you allow at the beginning is what will continue. But then, you know, sometimes genuinely people pretend. So, Obibek, like, someone can behave all good. But eventually, you know, you realize that all that glitters is no gold.
But let me tell you this. With this character,
mm-hmm.
if you are vigilant, there may be one or two pointers at a point.
That's red flags. But we ignore the red flags.
Especially when there is misunderstanding. There are some character traits you can't hide it.
Yeah.
The way the person would approach it will let you know that he's good. He's nice. But the way, or sometimes when you're talking about something, or there are incidents between, you know, lovers, or between both genders, his approach,
their viewpoint
will let you know that this is how he thinks. Yes, he's good. He loves me. But this is his thought process. It should give you a fair idea. Because clearly this guy is a tyrant. Yeah. and I want to be charitable.
Charitable?
Yeah. Because you see, clearly you could see that was how he was brought up. He's seen it. When you talk to child psychologists, they'll tell you that kids who come to school fighting always experience fights between their moms or around their neighborhood. So subconsciously it smears into their mind, and they feel that it is accepted. That is the norm. We've seen women who say that if you are my boyfriend and you don't beat me, you don't love me. Because that is how they've been made to believe. They've seen it over and over again. So it has become a norm. If you come and you don't do that, they see you as weird, as obscured. Clearly, that is what I'm seeing in this young man. And let's also clarify that there are some professions that, because of how sensitive the work is, not everything can you disclose to your partner. That one is there.
Yeah.
If you hold classified national security information and some of these, you know, you can't let it out. So maybe you need to protect it. Advisedly, you put passwords on
those
it
things. And so that one, your partner will understand.
So that one, nobody...
Some partners
will understand. So that at least your... But your partner should know what you're doing, and the nitty-gritties of your work. Understanding plays a role. You don't block your partner and give excuse. When you do that, it leaves room for speculations and
doubts,
suspicions.
Yeah.
See, clearly, this woman is suspecting something that she cannot vividly point out to, but you could see that there are doubts in her mind. And this man, he suffers inferiority complex. His own is dangerous.
True.
His own is like Ebola. True.
Today you came guns blazing.
I did you see the way I'm looking at him?
No, the man's own. No,
but he's actually making like valid Ebola points. And because, I like that, see, it's coming from
one person who suffers from inferiority complex. Insecurity. And suffers from superiority complex at the same time. He's hitting both poles.
He has trust issues too.
Look, whether trust, that is where inferiority complex come in. Look, AJ, I always say this. I remember some time back where I used to work, you know, some people were afraid to go on leave. Because when you go on leave, by the time you come, somebody might have taken your place. Me, I'll go.
Hey, sir?
Yes, I'll go. Do you know why? I trust my game. When you are on top and you know you are the chosen one, you know that you are doing things right. Even if there is competition, you know you win. So it gives you that confidence. You don't go sneaking around trying to find out what are they doing, what style are they playing. You're a loser. The man is a weak man.
Sorry.
He suffers inferiority complex and superiority complex together, bipolar, because he hits both poles. He's afraid that Shed, hey, I saw Shed test my wife. Hey, Shed, who is he? Shed, is he interested in my wife? What? I have to protect my wife. There is nothing to protect.
Meanwhile, you're doing the
work. There is no lion in the bush. Inferiority complex. And superiority complex is when I don't want you to. How dare you delete all contacts? Ah. Are you the only? Are you the
only? Including His Excellency Don Mahama.
You know, no, but people do that.
He lifted the president's arm off her phone.
You know, you don't do that. If you think you don't trust her, leave her.
Yeah. But what are you doing in a relationship that you don't have any trust for?
He wants to control her. You see, he's a control freak. He's a narcissist, and Kumi said he's a chauvinist. I agree. He's all those
it's
things.
It's okay. The English is too much for me. Hey, Chef, please come to me.
He's Ebola infected.
He's all those things. The lady should run. If she doesn't have lawyer, I'll give her my last.
I blame the lady. I blame the lady. Because the time he started, you should have sensed that there was danger.
I will say my own. I'm taking the place of Osofo Daz. But let me bring you in, because now they say the man has Ebola.
Are you talking about Osofo Andy or Osofo Daz?
Osofo Andy.
Odi for
Odi Shenko. Miss him so much.
Okay. Just like you know, my sister and my papa himself have spoken. Going, you know, moving forward. Docas, today is a birthday. Happy birthday and enjoy your day. Shed says he loves you so much.
Like, Shed can go from
I know.
Look at you.
Like roller coaster.
Remember, who is Docas?
Yeah, who is she to you?
Who is Docas?
Okay, so
bring your phone and let me delete her number.
I'm actually her personal prophet. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
I don't even do that.
No, why? Have I said
personal it? Prophet? Yes, what kind of prophet?
Who is a prophet?
Hey.
No, who's a prophet?
I know.
Said,
you are,
I've been here.
I know you are an instrumentalist. I've never heard before that.
I was just about to say, I've been here for like about 2 months. I've never heard anything that said is a prophet.
There are places if I go, I'm a prophet. There are places if I go, I'm not a prophet. I'm a dancer. There are places if I go, I'm a.
Please let me know where you go that you're a prophet, that and I can visit here. That place.
So happy birthday, Docas.
Can we go to the situation?
So I know. I just love the guy so well in this story. Because the lady is extremely not serious and will never be serious. Now, the lady fell in for a guy who left a relationship and hasn't recovered. I stand to be corrected. The lady fell for a guy who was in a relationship, who actually came out from a relationship and hasn't recovered yet.
So he came bleeding. He's now bleeding on the lady.
Per whatever the guy is doing, clearly tells us that there were things he actually overlooked in his previous relationships, and it costed him. So this time around, he doesn't want to do those mistakes. But not being able to do those mistakes, he's doing it in the wrong way. There are people who say that because of what my ex have done to me, I would never trust any woman.
Then why marry?
So if you don't want to trust, Anka already have a whole bang.
The point is that as you speak now,
it's like poverty and orgasm.
No, like the point is,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry for that outburst because I don't know how those things correlate.
No, they actually correlate. I can do a whole research paper on it if you want.
Ah. Come and do my assignments for me.
I'll present it, man.
Look, you owe school fees. Three kids. Mm-hmm. They are about to.
You have energy. You won't go and look for work.
They are about to. School is about to reopen. Mm-hmm. You owe rent. Mm-hmm. One of your kids is sick. Mm. You don't have money to take the person to hospital. Mm-hmm. And you are thinking about orgasm.
You are not serious.
So, Kumi said the guy has inferiority complex and
superiority complex.
But I would say that it's the lady instead.
How? Breathe.
So, when people don't know their worth, they try to protect you. If I don't know my worth, you said something. If I don't know my worth in this company, even when I'm on leave, I'll be tracing what is really happening and stuff. You're protecting it. You don't know your worth.
Yeah.
But if you know your worth, if you go, you are gone.
You relax.
Close your mind.
I understand now.
So, the inferiority complex is with the lady and the superiority complex is with the guy.
But they said the man has both of the two of them.
Low self-esteem, not inferiority complex. That's low self-esteem.
No, I'm coming. The lady doesn't know her worth.
Don't come. It's too hot an afternoon for you to come.
If people know their worth, they don't protect. Look, you can never protect your marriage. No matter what. People will choose to be with you not because of how good you are, because they choose you.
Yeah.
People change day in, day out, especially with a woman. A woman without a child is a different lady on her own. The moment she has one child, she becomes another lady, which you have to, like within you, you have to propose to, a woman with one child now. The moment she gives birth to two, you have to propose to her again to a woman with two kids. Children, yeah. The point is that the way she was treating you without a child will change. And if you're expecting that the way she treated you with a child will be the same she will treat you with two kids and three kids, then
it's not possible.
So most marriages collapses because there are people who don't even know marriage.
Yeah, the marriage day.
Now, if I was taking fufu from Monday to Sunday, it should tell me that the moment my wife begins to work with three kids,
it'll be impossible.
I'll only be taking fufu only on Sundays.
Yeah.
Conscience,
common sense.
Now, so the lady is not serious here, extremely not serious. When people don't look, even if you don't know your worth, you don't even go into marriage. Because it's not about what you are going in for, it's about what you are bringing on the table, what both parties are bringing on the table. So what are you bringing on the table if you don't even know your worth? Nothing. So the lady even starting that in the first place just to protect her marriage clearly tells us that she means she doesn't deserve the marriage, so she has to do things to protect
compromise.
So the lady is not serious. The guy is every woman's dream. You call it control, right?
No, it cannot be my dream.
No.
Who's dream?
God forbid, bad thing.
What statistics do you have?
Can I finish talking?
What statistics do you have to conclude?
So can I finish talking? Can I finish talking? Look, there are guys, there are ladies who have ended their marriages because my husband doesn't check up on me. I talk with guys. He's not even jealous. He's not that. He's not. Look, whatever.
They are not serious. They also have low self-esteem.
No, wait. They are also seeing you not to be serious. Now, the point is that whatever.
Shade.
Wait.
Shade.
Yes.
I take God beg you. When you're classifying
wait.
Okay. Make sure you put everybody in the category because there are different types of women, of men. So don't conclude and make it the majority that he's
everybody.
It's every woman's dream. Excuse you.
Okay.
Do you know every woman in the world spec?
Okay, so the reason why I
don't come and be giving us Ebola affected men.
So wait. The point here is that whatever this guy is doing, he feels he's protecting his woman. I'm coming. You, the other party, is also seeing it as a sign of over-controlling me. I don't know if you're getting it.
Even my father, who is very, very strict,
you can't, you can't compare your father to your husband.
Wait, I'm trying to say,
You accept
I'm not comparing it, but I will not accept it. The point I'm making is that I will not even accept it from my father.
I have a question
to talk
for
about
you.
Accepting it from a husband. No.
Let me
see, my father is very strict. Like, everybody who knows my father is extremely strict. That one's safe. He no go.
Do you know why you don't have? Do you know why?
Excuse me.
Please. The reason why, no matter what, with your father, you can speak to him is because you didn't choose your father. But your husband, you chose it, so sit there. At least you had a chance not to choose a man who will control you. But he said, no, I want a man who will control me, so please be there. But your dad, you can you can at least speak stuff with him. Daddy, I don't like it this way. I like it this way.
Huh? Because you don't understand.
Because you didn't choose your father. But for your husband, you chose. So choosing him clearly tells us that you know what you are going in for.
Mm-hmm.
You get it right.
But sometimes some people pretend.
That is where love comes in.
That is why I want you to understand that. Don't say that he's every woman's. No woman. Even those who complain that my husband doesn't check up on me, they don't want this.
So I retract my statement.
Thank you.
The point is that there are women out there who also want what the guy is doing.
They need therapy.
I'm coming. Like Kumi just said, there are women, even if you don't beat them, they feel say undomi.
They need therapy. You see, they are not okay.
No, to them, excuse my language, but to them, those who are not being beaten are those who are not okay. And it strikes us. So my point here is that the lady doesn't know her worth. And if you don't know your worth, you don't even get into relationship in the first place. Not to talk of being married.
There was a question I wanted to ask. Okay. There's something that needed to come to me, so I need to sort that out. When you say she has inferiority complex, and you say that he's seeing it in such a way that he thinks he's protecting, if you're protecting in the marriage, how are you not following the same standards you're giving the woman?
God. That is what I'm saying. That whatever he's doing, he has a clear intentions with the wrong actions.
Okay, now you're talking because I didn't finish. No, you did. You
No, they just interjected.
Nobody interjected. Honey.
Hey. Okay, me know me. So the point here is that if you don't know your worth, you don't go into relationships. And look, I want to end by this. Whatever you can't end, don't start it. Look, if your boyfriend or your man tells you to do this, tomorrow it will be another thing.
Yeah.
The next day it will be another thing. If you know you can't end it, just don't start. Just don't start. So the lady is not serious, and the guy is also looking for. Look, men will always.